freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Angel Black, she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Pardon me, lady. Don't you pardon me, lady. I'm very angry at you. Sirens scare the hell out of me. Yours has been whining at me for 3 blocks.
Before the siren, did you see me wave at you?
Well, of course I did. Didn't you see me wave back? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
You were speeding, ma'am. 34 miles per hour in a 30-mile zone.
I was not. I was doing 30 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Let me see your license, ma'am.
I can't even find my house key. Here, hold these. I saw you hiding behind the golden arches at McDonald's. And everybody in the neighborhood knows that's a speed trap. So you know darn well I wasn't going over 30 miles an hour.
Lady, I clocked you doing 34 miles per hour.
On what? Your Mickey Mouse speedometer? Well, look, just put these groceries someplace and excuse me, I really have to go somewhere. Watch that step, it's a ruler. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Good, good. Now, you really have to excuse me.
Ma'am, your license?
Look, I've been shopping all day for food values at Bohack's, the A&P, Finast, and Big Bear. I haven't had a minute to sit down, so when I say I really have to go, I really have to go.
Not when I order you to stay.
You know a lot about women, don't you? In my condition, I couldn't even walk a straight line.
Look, ma'am.
Would you consider giving a ticket to a dead person?
No.
No. All right, then pick up the groceries, put them somewhere, and let me go to the powder room and save my life.
Officer.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Florida. I was just visiting the housekeeper next door and, no, come to think of it, I am the housekeeper next door. I'll go over there and send the housekeeper that works here back home.
Hey, hey, come back here. Come here. Now, what's the name of the lady that lives here?
Mrs. Finley. Maud Finley.
Woo! I feel better. I didn't even have time to take off my coat. I know God invented trees, but believe me, he also had something to do with indoor plumbing. Oh, Florida, I'm so glad you're here. Florida, this officer has been trying to accuse me of speeding in my own neighborhood. Now, you have driven with me 1,000 times, Florida. You know I do not speed. Now, will you tell him?
Lady, I ain't never seen you before in my life.
God will get you for that.
Well, if it's between God and the man, Miss Finley, I'll take my chances with God.
You'll have to excuse her. I mean, she was really frightened of you. You know how it is, born and raised in the ghetto.
Yeah, I know all about that. Now, how about your license?
Come on now, honey. I mean, you really can't be serious.
I'm perfectly serious. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me honey. I'm an officer of the law.
Oh, that's sweet. That really is very sweet. From now on, I shall call you Officer of the Law. Now, Officer of the Law, in your heart, you know that I was not speeding.
You were exceeding the speed limit. 34 miles per hour in a 30-mile zone.
That is not true. I never speed. I'd swear it on a stack of Bibles. I do not speed. But, officer, even if I were, do you mean that you would give me a ticket for a measly 4-mile-an-hour violation? I mean, that's real chicken. And I don't mean delight.
I'm going to make one last request for your license.
All right, all right, all right. My license is in my bag here. It'll take me a while to find it, so why don't you sit down and make yourself comfortable? On second thought, what the hell are you doing for me? Stand up and be uncomfortable. And take off your hat.
I prefer my hat when I'm on duty.
Not in a home, young man. It is very, very bad manners in a home. Or don't they teach you that at the police station? Now take off your hat. That's better.
Well, you're a baby.
Ma'am, I want that license.
You're a pussycat.
Stop that.
I'm sorry, officer, but I cannot get over that baby pussycat face.
Ma'am.
You'll have to forgive me, officer. It's just that, you know, all my life, policemen have been older than me. And then suddenly, they were all younger than me. I mean, you're not just young, you're a baby. I bet you couldn't even grow a mustache.
I could, too. Now, you hear this good, lady. I'm 26 years old. I've been on the force for 3 years. And I'm forthwith demanding your license. Is that clear?
Tell me, dear, would you like some milk and cake?
What kind of cake? Here's your purse. Now, give me that license.
Tell me, why would such a pussy cat face be making such trouble for a woman old enough to be his mother? You know, I hate you. But you are a pussycat face. So how would you like some Hawaiian punch?
Hawaiian punch? No. It makes my tongue red.
I notice you're writing with your left hand. It's a sign of very bad early toilet training. No wonder you're such a stinker about a measly 4 hours.
Mother, there's a motorcycle.
Carol. Carol, I would like you to meet Officer Cosgrove.
You're getting another ticket?
She was exceeding the speed limit, ma'am.
Oh, Carol, I swear to you, this time I'm innocent.
Look, Mother, I believe you, but I've been out all day without a minute to sit down, and I've got to go.
Oh, Carol.
Mother, I've got to go. Look, I can't believe you're getting another ticket.
You can't. What about me? I can't believe it either. And for a lousy 4 miles an hour. How can a pussycat face like that and a chicken heart live in the same body? How about some milk and Twinkies?
Twinkies? Sign this.
Never. I'll go to jail first.
Lady, you're going an awful long way to beat a traffic ticket.
Because I am innocent. Now, you have overstayed your welcome. I'd appreciate it if you'd leave my home.
Not until you sign this ticket.
Look, I am not going to sign it. I mean, even you with your tiny, niggling, picayune mind can see that I cannot sign that when I am innocent.
This is no admission of guilt, man.
Well, what do you call it, then?
It's a formality. You can still protest your innocence.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
I mean, you're really sure of that?
Yes, cross my heart and hope.
Yeah, this is for you, ma'am. Goodbye, ma'am.
That's it? Biff, bam, goodbye, ma'am? You pipsqueak kid, you. You force your way into my home, you worm your way into my heart, and then you leave me with a lousy ticket. Go on, sneak out of here. I'll bet your mother's at home right now wondering where she went wrong. And another thing, I tricked you. I never had any Twinkies.
Hi, Maude.
Hello, Tim. Marty.
Hi, Tim.
Arthur, you ask her. I'm afraid to.
Marty, I swear that was a motorcycle cop I saw just now leaving here with you yelling at him.
For a very good reason. With the city teeming with criminals, that fuzzy-cheeked servant of the people gave me a speeding ticket.
Oh. Not another ticket.
What a shame, Marty. And you such a sterling driver. Goodness knows how many citations you have to prove it.
Will you do me a favor, Arthur? Jump in your golf bag and play with your niblick.
You know, Maud? I don't think you can take another violation. I think last time you had 8 points, and this is going to put you over the top.
He's right, Mother. You have 8 points. This ticket means your license will be suspended.
That's ridiculous, Carol. I mean, this is the very first speeding ticket I have ever had. I mean, all the others were for things like U-turns, one-way streets, junk like that. No, but this, I mean, I'll go to court before I pay it.
If it's your word against the traffic cop, you haven't got a chance, Marty. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. You know that old song, Love Thy Neighbor?
Yeah, that dropped out of the top 10 the day you moved next door.
Marty, it was just my way of saying that I think maybe I can help you in this case. I think maybe I can get that ticket adjusted.
Adjusted? You mean fixed, don't you, Arthur? Arthur, you mean the old fixeroo.
That's rather a crude way of putting it, but yes. Let's call it a favor through a friend.
Arthur Harmon, of all the vile, insulting suggestions. Arthur, you have hit a new high in lows.
I
just told you that I'm completely innocent of this violation.
I'm trying to
help
you.
And you're suggesting that I try to bribe my way out of it?
No.
It's an insult. Tell him, Walter.
Fix the ticket, Arthur.
Walter, there's an old Italian saying.
Ah! On losing your license, Maud.
Why? Because, number one, I am innocent, and this is America. I mean, did Patrick Henry say, give me liberty, or maybe we can work something out?
Maud, be reasonable.
Walter, what is reasonable? It's a matter of principle, and I swear to you, if I have to, I'm going to take it right up to the Supreme Court.
Maud, I usually agree with you, especially on matters of principle, but this time, I must advise, you're being very foolish.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you. And when they add those words to that great book of advice in the sky, remind me to have an umbrella. Because all of heaven is going to upchuck. I am going to court.
No, you are not. Choice, Maud.
I have said
you will
no.
lose your license.
I am not going to be a party.
Oh, they will take the policeman's words against yours.
You don't
to listen to me.
Walter, I am innocent.
Will you please listen to me for a second? If they take away your license, can you imagine what life is going to be like around here? Whenever you want to go shopping, you'll have to go down a highway and hitch a ride.
Carol, make me a poster. The A&P or bust.
Hey, I'm leaving now.
Thank heaven. Listen, Florida. My entire family is against me. Please tell me that you agree with me.
Miss Finlay, you only want what us blacks want. Real justice.
Thank you, Florida.
But the idea of you not having a car and being home with me all day? No, ma'am. Fix the ticket.
Atta girl, Florida. Now, will you please let Arthur handle things?
No.
That's all right, Marty. That's all right. There's no skin off my nose. I object to your whole attitude about the traffic ticket anyway.
What?
That's typical of your attitude toward the police. They're always wrong, and you're always right.
But I am right.
See, there's typical. That's a typical example of the breakdown of law and order.
Arthur, what does all of this have to do with law and order?
What does this all have to do with law and order? Marty, you don't understand the American system. Now, the policeman represents the law. Some people get arrested, and that's one side of the scale. Now, on the other side, there are people who have friends in the right places who can get things like traffic tickets adjusted. The order of things. See, perfect balance, law and order.
I have two words for you, Arthur. One is a verb and the other is a pronoun. Thank you.
I'm with you, Mother. You lost me someplace back there, Arthur.
Forget the whole thing, Arthur. Come on, Carol, let's fix dinner.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can get that ticket fixed?
Sure, just like that. I have a friend who has a friend. One of those things.
Fix it then, Arthur, please.
But what are you going to do when Maud finds out that it's been taken care of?
Don't you worry about that. I'll handle Maud.
You've got courage, old boy. What are you going to do?
Simple. I'll just blame you.
I am shocked at your driving record. This is the third time you've been before me, and I find you guilty again as charged. And besides that, I'm fining you $500, and I'm sending you to a driving school so that you may learn something about safe driving. And you can bet your lucky stars, young man, that this court doesn't have the power to punish you any further. Because as far as I'm concerned, I would throw the book at you, punk! Next case, and I hope it's the last.
It is, Your Honor. The city versus Mort Findlay. Violation Motor Code A1130.
Oh, yes, yes, Mrs. Findlay. Would you approach the bench, please? A little closer. I'm Judge Mortimer, Mrs. Findlay.
Yes, I know. I saw your plaque outside.
Thank you.
Very big around here.
Thank you. Now, Mrs. Findlay, in view of the circumstances surrounding your little matter before the court, I have decided to dismiss the case.
But I don't understand. Was it anything I said?
No. I've just decided to dismiss the case.
I mean, what I said about your being big around here, that I was just trying to ingratiate myself. I mean, that was a joke.
Well, you don't have to ingratiate yourself, and I know it was a joke.
Well, then let me have my trial, Judge.
A little closer, Mrs. Findlay. I wasn't even expecting you here today.
But it's my trial. I mean, who were you expecting? Perry Mason?
No, I don't think you understand, but I'm sure if you go home now, someone will explain it to you. Believe me, I've been at this a long time. I know exactly what I'm doing. Go.
Wait a minute. I think I know what you're doing, too.
Ah, very well.
And you'd better not do it. I demand my trial.
You wouldn't dare. I mean, you couldn't. Nobody could tell me what to do in my own courtroom.
This dismissal, it's a fix, isn't it?
Don't say that word.
I know it's a fix.
Please don't say that word. Mrs. Findlay, you must realize that the world isn't made up just of blacks and whites. No, strike that. What I'm trying to say is that you have a friend, Mrs. Findlay.
I know, Arthur Harmon.
I don't know the man. I don't even know the man he knows. But somewhere down the line, we come to a Mr. Rudney who owes Dr. Harmon a favor. Now, I, Mrs. Findlay, owe Mr. Rudney a favor. See? Rudney owes Harmon, I owe Rudney.
But I don't owe you anything.
Mrs. Findlay.
So let's go on with the trial.
You're making a mockery of the whole judicial system. May I tell you my story?
No, I came here to tell you my story.
I'm the judge. I go first. Mrs. Findlay, I have two daughters. They're 16 and 17. And they've been playing tennis since they were 8 and 9. Now, I don't have a tennis court. We don't make that much money in traffic. Supreme, yes. Probate, maybe. Traffic, never. So, you see, my daughters have always played tennis on the Rudney court.
They have a nice court?
Oh, it's a beauty. You see, my daughter's whole social life depends on that tennis court, and it will for the next 3 years. If, Mrs. Findlay, you will please let me do this one little favor for Mr. Rudney. Please. Please.
Judge, I've heard your argument, and... After due consideration, I'm afraid that I must rule against it.
Oh, no.
Judge Motorman, please, please. Now, look at it this way. I mean, wouldn't we both prefer living in a country where favors cannot be sold?
No. All right. You'll have your trial, Mrs. Findlay. Bailiff, call the officer to the stand.
Officer Mike Cosgrove to the stand, please. Raise your right hand. You swear to all the evidence you give in the matter pertaining to this trial shall be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
Be seated.
All right, officer. Tell us what happened.
At 5:28 p.m. Friday last, I followed the defendant four blocks up Hazleton and three down Conway, clocking her speed at 34 miles per hour.
I have that all here.
As the court knows.
The court knows. The court knows.
In that area is 30 miles.
Not to be apprehended. Me apprehending.
If 5:32 p.m., I apprehended the defendant and ticketed her accordingly for exceeding the speed limit.
Good. Now, you're positive she was doing 34 miles an hour?
Absolutely.
Look, I've seen you kids on those motorcycles. They bounce up and down. The speedometer, doesn't it jiggle a lot? You know, give or take 4 miles an hour?
No, sir.
4 miles an hour? What are you trying to be, some kind of a chicken something?
Not at all. The lady was exceeding the speed limit.
Oh, you're an impossible kid. Mrs. Finley, maybe you'd like to cross-examine. Maybe you can do something with
it. Thank you. It's about time, Your Honor. Now tell me, Officer Cosgrove, you're an extremely eager young patrolman, aren't you?
I take my duties very seriously, if that's what you mean.
No, that is not what I mean. I mean that maybe in your eagerness, you made a mistake, and it wasn't me you saw speeding at all.
Oh, it was you, all right. I couldn't miss that gray hair.
Watch it, Cosgrove. Now, Officer Cosgrove, tell me, pussycat, did you...
Don't call me that.
Oh, I upset him. I upset that pussycat baby face.
I told you not to call me that. This is a courtroom, and I'm a police officer testifying here.
And you're doing very well, except that you're a little nervous.
Not at all. I'm just sick and tired of being called a baby face. That's all I get from you women drivers.
Women drivers. You have it in for women drivers, don't you?
No, not at all. Some of my best friends are women drivers. My mother's a woman driver.
Your mother? That's what's bothering you.
I didn't say anything was bothering me. How'd you like to be called a baby face all your life?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. I'd like it.
Well, I don't. I'm 26 years old, going on 27, as I previously testified.
Your mother calls you baby face, doesn't she?
Who told you that? If I ever find a person that told you that, you wait and see.
Officer, are you all right? Officer.
Your Honor, I'm in no composure to deal with this. Maybe she was doing 30. Motorcycles jiggle, you know? Maybe I am a chicken. Let's say she was doing 30.
Even less.
Yeah.
You may step down, officer.
Officer Cosgrove, you will come by and see us once in a while.
I'll come by when I damn well feel like
it. Mrs. Finley, you've had the courage to come into court and fight for what you believe. In the eyes of this court, which is to say my eyes, you have proved your innocence, and I find you not guilty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank God.
Ms. Finley, you still have several violations for parking outstanding. They come to $30.
Yes, I know. Just a minute. Judge, I mean, you are absolutely sure. I mean, about my innocence.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm positive.
However, with some penalties for tardiness, et cetera, it comes to $37.50.
Yes, just a minute, bailiff. Judge, I mean, it's not one of those tennis court things or anything like that, because I don't want that.
You're innocent, Mrs. Finley. Innocent!
Take these, Mrs. Finley, and go to the cashier at room 206.
Oh, honey, would you do me a favor? Look, I've been to 206. There's always a long line there. Look, here's the money. With your uniform, you can just go around the block and pay it for me. Judge, I really want to thank you. I mean, for making me believe again in one justice for all and no favors for anyone.
Miss Finley, I don't have the time to go down to room 206.
Sweetheart, here's an extra five. I mean, two minutes isn't going to cost you your job.
Maud, I really feel ashamed of myself. I never should have asked Arthur to try to fix that ticket. You were innocent, and I should have had more faith in you. And I hope you'll accept my apology.
Oh, come on,
Walter, sweetheart, I mean, there's no need to apologize. It all evens itself out. I mean, sometimes you're wrong and I'm right, and sometimes I'm right and you're wrong.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.